Well, good morning, everybody. It's Donna welcoming you to 21 Days of Empowering You to Break Through, an area in your life where you've wanted to change. Every time there's a prayer request, up goes your hand, that's your issue. Every year you make those New Year's resolutions, there it is, year after year after year. You want to change, you know what you need to do, but you just can't find it within you to do it, or something that you want to stop. I mean, you just wake up every day and you're like, oh, this is the day that I'm not going to chew my fingernails. You know, this is the day I'm not going to lose my temper with my kids. This is the day I'm not going to guzzle Diet Pepsi from morning till night. This is the day I'm not going to watch those dumb soap operas. And yet, you get to the end of the day, and you beat yourself up, and you're like, ugh, I did it again today. And that's your area of bondage. And for some of you, it's become a full-blown addiction and has actually become very destructive, not only to you, but to people around you. And of course, whenever there's an area of bondage in our life, there's a price to be paid. Someone is paying the price. If it's only us missing out on really being the woman that God would have us be, and that of course we desire to be. You wouldn't be on this call if you didn't want to be a godly woman. You wouldn't be on the call at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on a Thursday in January if you weren't aspiring a little bit higher than where you are right now. And that's awesome. The Apostle Paul said, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on. And so you're here, day four, and you are pressing on. And I applaud you. Of course, you don't need my applause. God is smiling, and that's pretty awesome. Dan Allen is not going to be with us today. She is suffering from migraine headaches, very severe. And so I would ask all of you to join with me in praying for her, and I'm going to go ahead and open in prayer. Well, Father in heaven, we just thank you so much that you sent your son Jesus, and you gave us a promise that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we know that he went to the cross and paid the price that we might walk in freedom, that he broke the bars of our yoke and enabled us to walk with our heads held high. If we're willing, that freedom has been purchased and it is available. But some of us need to just pick up the key, turn the lock, get those chains off, and get free. And that's why we're here. And that's why we're coming to you for 21 days to press in and to ask you, God, just give us the key, show us the key. It's probably already hiding somewhere in our pocketbook. We just need to dig around, get that key out, unlock the chain that's binding us, and run in freedom. And then the really cool part is when you can go around and unlock the chains on other people and set others free. God, I thank you that you told me that your desire from the very beginning when you saved me was that not only that I would be set free, but that I would lead many captives in my train, that I would be used by you to set many others free. And I thank you for that promise. Lord, today we do pray for our sister Deanna Allen, who's suffering from migraine headaches. We know that you are Elroy, that's the God who saves. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. And we pray that you would be who you are, and that is the healer, and that you would place your hand upon her, and that she would be well. Thank you so much for this time that we have together. In Jesus' name, amen. And so the question today is, what's the source and the solution to your most persistent problem? And I want to tell you how that question came up in my own life. Most of you know my testimony, but I feel like today's a good day to share a little bit of it. I'm not going to share my whole family's background because the Lord told me that that's kind of more of a testimony, and it's not really my place to share someone else's testimony, but to just share my story. And so I'll pick it up with my part of it. Because of things that were happening around me, let's say, by the time I was about 12 years old, I would come home from school every day where I was, let's not talk about my classmates. We'd come home from school every day at about 12 years old, and I would drink straight shots of whiskey. By the time I was in about eighth grade, I was an alcoholic. They say if you can't drink without getting drunk, then you're an alcoholic. So that's what I was. By my freshman year, I discovered drugs, began dating a drug dealer so that I could get access to free drugs, and became addicted to those. And by my sophomore year, discovered that I could make money and get more expensive drugs like cocaine by selling them to other classmates. So I was that kid in school who would give your son, your grandson, your granddaughter free drugs just to get them hooked and land a customer. That's who I became, and that's where I was. It's the path I would have stayed on. I had a friend who began to challenge me and to say, Donna, you're a drug addict. And I would just laugh at her and say, don't be ridiculous. I'm not a drug addict. I'm just having fun. She said, okay, don't have fun tomorrow. If you're not, you know, you're not in bondage, you're not addicted, you can give up these drugs at any time, then tomorrow just don't get high. And she would get right in my face about it. And being from New Jersey and being a very strong-willed personality, I responded to that with, I'll show you, and I won't get high tomorrow. Not because I don't want to, but just to show you that I'm right and you're wrong. Well, I could not make it. I could not make it till maybe 8, 9 in the morning without having to get high. And I tried, but I was in bondage. I was addicted. The ironic thing is that there was not a price yet being paid. I was still a straight-A student. I went in to take the final cumulative exam that they gave in the district for my high school, and I scored the highest score on the history test in the history of the school district. So, I mean, I was just soaring on my cocaine. I thought it all figured out. I wrote and delivered the class high school graduation address, and it was great. I still have the note cards. I still have the speech. I mean, it was killer. Flying high on cocaine. So I thought my life was working, and then it all started coming crashing down. And a boy that I knew in high school named Bruce reached out to me and invited me to go on a free vacation. He called me by phone. He said, oh, Donna, it's up in the mountains. It's gorgeous. It's fabulous. I'm going to pay your way. The people are nice. You know, bring your swimsuit. It's up by the Delaware Water Gap, which is a gorgeous area between New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And I thought, oh, you know what, free vacation, I'm up for that. So I took out my suitcase, and I threw in everything I thought I'd need for this great free vacation. I threw in my string bikini. I packed some, I remember specifically packing angel dust, which, believe me, has nothing to do with going to heaven. One of my signature drugs that I sold, I thought, you know what better place to get some new customers than at this wonderful resort we're going to. So he picks me up in his mom and dad station wagon, and off we drive, listening to the Doobie Brothers the whole way, and we arrive at the Lutheran Brethren Retreat Center. Boy, were they in for a big surprise when I showed up. Let me tell you, nothing had prepared these youth directors for the likes of me. There I am, you know, they've got all these church kids and me in a string bikini with drugs to sell. So I fought with them for about 3 days telling them how stupid they were. I'm the drug addict in the string bikini telling them they're stupid. So figure out what's wrong with that picture. So, but around the third day, I was sitting by the Delaware River and just realized that everything that they had said was true, that I was completely in bondage, powerless to break free, and just surrendered to God. The power of God came down upon me sitting by that river, and I got up a free woman, set free from the power of drugs. And that was 32 years ago, and I've never done drugs. But what I discovered is that that addictive behavior kind of crept into other areas. And over the years, the Lord has continued to show me different areas of bondage. You know, the enemy is just so deceptive. He'll play on those weaknesses in our soul and get us addicted to other things other than God. And that's kind of what happened for me. One of my addictions became junk food. So I love just sugary treats, Oreos and cookies and all this jazz. And as a result, I was pretty unhealthy. And I was also addicted to very destructive, negative thinking. And so even though I became a Christian, I was really filled with God. I mean, within the first 4 weeks of being a Christian, I read the entire Bible from Genesis to Maps. I went off to college, and the first day I launched evangelistic Bible studies in all the different dorm rooms. I mean, I was on fire for God. And for 20 years, I taught Bible studies. I mean, many of you know me. I wrote Christian books. I traveled. I did all these amazing things. But for 20 years, even though I loved God and was doing all these things, I was chronically sick and struggled with depression. I was on antidepressants. I mean, I was on the Women of Virtue tour taking antidepressants. And finally, after 20 years of being constantly sick and tired and struggling with depression, I finally sat down in my rocking chair and I took out a notebook and opened to a blank piece of paper and I wrote these words, God, what is the source and the solution to my chronic illness? Because I just could not face another day of waking up sick and tired and depressed. And I was desperate for an answer. And I would really encourage you, sisters, to do the same thing. Take out a notebook. Hopefully you've already started one for these 21 days of breakthrough. If not, you need to get one. And open to a blank page and write your question, God, what is the source and the solution to my chronic problem? And fill in the blank. What is it? For me, it was just being sick and tired and depressed all the time. What is it for you? Write it down. Write it down. I'm going to give you three W's today. Write down your question for God, and then here's the key where we miss it, sisters. Watch for the answer. This is critical. Watch for the answer. Expect God to answer. When you ask him a question, he's going to give you an answer. The Bible says, look, if you ask him for a piece of bread, is he going to give you a stone? Is he going to give you a scorpion or a snake? No, he's going to give you what you ask for. If you ask God a sincere question, what is the source and the solution? Why, God? Why is this happening? I want to change. And then watch for the answer. I promise you, he is going to be faithful and he's going to show it to you. He's going to show you the answer. But you've got to watch for it. See, if you ask that question and then go turn on television and watch it all day, you're not going to hear from God. If you ask him that question and then go pick up a romance novel and read it, you're not going to hear from him. Or go watch, or go read a romance novel, or go to the mall and go shopping all day, or get on the phone and chit-chat and gossip and complain. Whatever it is that you do, or just go be busy all day. Go to the mall, running errands, picking up kids, and all this stuff. You know, you've got to quiet your soul, your mind, your will. Just be still before him. Be still and know that he is God. You know, I just read this the other day before I lost my glasses, that to be still means to put your arms down. Yeah, it's like, I give up, God. You know, it's out of my hands. I can't do anything else, you know? And watch for the answer. I got into my prayer chair every morning, and I'm like, Lord, I'm watching. I know you're going to answer me. Show me, God. And, oh, my heavenly days, I opened up a devotional within 2 weeks of the question, watching for the answer, Come Away, My Beloved by Francis Roberts. And these pages, these words leapt off the page. You ready? How can I give you healing for your body while there is anxiety in your mind? Isn't that just like God? Isn't that what Jesus did every time? People would ask him a question, and he would answer with a question. So I say, God, what's the source and solution? And God says, you're asking me for a solution to your problem, but you're living your life in such a way that you literally can't receive the answer I'm trying to give you. He said, daughter, you want to be healthy in your body, and you're asking me for the solution, but you're living your life in such a way that it's impossible for you to receive the healing that I'm trying to give you. Light bulbs are going off for somebody right now. How can I give you healing for your body while there's anxiety in your mind? How can I answer that prayer request when you refuse to cooperate with me, when you refuse to be obedient to those things I've already shown you? I've already told you, don't worry, don't be anxious, don't let the sun go down on your anger. I've already told you in my word all of these things that you're not being obedient to. If you would just get in alignment and obedient with all the stuff I've already told you, that answer that I'm trying to send you, you'd already have received it. The passage goes on. So long as there is ease, they put a little hyphen there, dis-ease in your thoughts, there shall be disease in your body. You have need of many things, but one thing in particular you must develop for your own preservation, and that is an absolute confidence in my loving care. See, God said, you know, there's a lot of things. Sometimes the solution is complex, and very often the answer involves spirit, soul, and body. There's some spiritual things we need to do. There's some practical things we need to do. We need to think differently. We need to act differently so that we're getting in alignment with what God wants to do. You know, someone gave an illustration at church a couple of weeks ago during we're having a prayer time, and it's like, you know, you picture a gutter around your roof, and there's all this rainwater coming down, but if that, you know, that kind of spigot is not in alignment with it, it's not going to shoot down where it's supposed to go. And so some of us, there's like all this living water that God is pouring out. Even through this class, he's pouring out the living water. He's pouring out the solutions. But until you get in alignment with it, you're not going to receive that water that's coming down. Does that make sense? So you've got to get in alignment with what God is doing. He said, so you may need a lot of things, but the most important thing you need is absolute confidence in my loving care. Sisters, if we truly believed that God was taking care of us, that God had the solution, and he loves us, and he wants to solve our problems, if we truly believe that, our heart, our soul would be at such a place of peace and rest, and we would have such mental clarity. Our mind is just so, there's so much chaos and confusion in our head that we literally can't even hear God speaking. You know, picture yourself in a crowded room and everybody's yelling and cheering, and God's on the other side whispering the answer. You can't hear it. Now go into a quiet place. All of a sudden, you can hear him. You know, for me, the answer was spirit, soul, and body. In my spirit, I needed to start my day with him, more time quiet in his presence. It was in my soul. I needed to change the way I thought. I needed to get my emotions into obedience with him. And there was a physical answer. God told me, like, get a tonsillectomy. And I did. And I'll tell you what, I mean, it was misery. I won't tell you that story. But you know what? I'm not sick. I mean, I'm rarely sick. Like once a year, I'll get that kind of crud thing that goes through and gets in your lungs. And, you know, I do tend to get that. But I mean, I was sick all the time. And the answer was threefold. So God has an answer for you. Write down your question. That's the first. It's three W's today. Write down your question for God. Watch for the answer. And then walk in the answer he gives. Be obedient to what he shows you. We choose, sisters, we choose how we're going to walk, and we choose whether or not we're going to run to our pet little bondage. I'm going to share a story with you, and then I'm going to go to prayer. Deanna's not here today, but I'm going to open up the phone, and I'm going to pray over one of you. My daughter, Taryn A., is 16 years old. She looks like she's a cross between Audrey Hepburn and Natalie Portman. I mean, she's so beautiful. And she's teeny tiny. She weighs 95 pounds. She's a dancer. And, you know, she is more beautiful inside than outside. She is the most loving, beautiful, Christ-like human being. It's unbelievable how precious she is. And as you can imagine, girls tend to be very jealous of her. And because they're very jealous, they're very cruel. And she had a situation, I won't go into all the details, but, you know, basically they set her up. She's homeschooled, so she's a teeny tiny bit naive. So a group of girls from the church got together and set her up to make a fool of herself publicly in a very big forum. And I was there when it happened, and I was just crushed for her. And we came home, and we were both crying as we drove home because we knew that she'd been set up. And we walked in the house, and I'm going to be honest with you, okay? She went into her – she has a bedroom, and then she has a separate worship room. I said, there's an extra room. You can have it for whatever you want. She made it into a worship room. The walls are covered with scripture verses. There's a world map for prayer. There's all these posters about God and Jesus. And she goes in there and she dances and she worships. And we came home both in tears. She went into her worship room, blasted Jesus culture, which, by the way, if you haven't heard of Jesus culture, right after this call, go on YouTube, Google Jesus culture. They're young, they're crazy. The first video I saw, the girl has pink hair. And I'm like, okay, but they are so anointed. So she's in her worship room, dancing before the Lord, crying out to him for healing, for the hurt that's just been inflicted on her. Do you want to know where I was? I'm the mom. I'm the Christian author who's traveled in ministry on six continents. Do you want to know where I was? This was last year. I went into the refrigerator, opened the freezer, and took out the Breyers mint chocolate chip ice cream and poured myself a big, huge bowl of it. That is just as honest as I know how to be. And I just stood there. I could hear her blaring the worship. I could hear her in there dancing before the Lord as I ate my bowl of ice cream. That was my choice. And we get to choose, sisters. Are you going to run to your worship room when life hurts you? And we've already said, when do we run to that bondage? When life hurts us, when somebody hurts our feelings, life doesn't go our way, God's not answering our prayers the way we think he should and the timing that we want. That's when we run to our bondage. I ran to the ice cream. She ran to her Jesus. And that's why she is the most beautiful, amazing human being. She inspires me every day. She is who I need to become. I just started weeping. I'm like, Lord, Lord, a child will lead them. Sisters, you get to choose. Do you want to walk in it? Write the question, watch for the answer, and then walk in it. You can walk in it. Look, I know that I should have gone to worship. I knew that I should have gone to that on my knees and said, Lord, I forgive those girls. They hurt my daughter out of their own hurt and their own jealousy. But I didn't do it. I didn't walk in the answer that God had already given. And my daughter did. And she was at a much better place when she went to bed that night than I was. What will you do with what the Lord has shown you? Wow. Challenging. 21 days to break through. I'm gonna ask if. Oh, I forgot to tell you little practical things. I'm gonna do practical things, and then Maria newcomer, if you are on the line, I'm getting ready to call you out for prayer. And the things I'm going to pray over her are going to apply to many of you on the line as well and really tie in with today's teaching. But I wanted to mention some practical things. I know some of you are calling in and you're not aware of what's going on the Facebook group. So the first thing you need to do if you're just calling in or you have people that want to join is become my friend on Facebook. And it's under Donna Power Parto. And then number two, you need to join the Facebook group. And I can send you a link to that, or the group name, which you can search for on Facebook, is Empowering You, and that's the letter U, Empowering You, is the name of our Facebook group, and you can request to join. The replays are posted every day onto that Facebook group, and there is a download option. When you click that link, you can either play it on your computer, or you can choose to download it to your MP3 or to iTunes. I want to encourage you to share this with your friends. Just click share on Facebook to share the replay, to share the invitation each morning that gives the phone number and the topic that we're covering. Also, when you go into the Facebook group, you'll notice on the upper right-hand side, there's a box that says Add Friend to the Group. You can just type in the names of your Facebook friends, and they'll be added to the group. And then the other thing that I wanted to mention, two other things, is that you can dial in and hear the playback by phone as well. And that number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN code is 449-408. And then I have decided that since behavior that gets rewarded gets repeated, to offer a reward. At the end of these 21 days, we are going to have a reward for the most empowering member. That member who put in the most effort to empower others for their breakthrough. I've been saying it day after day. The Lord showed me Indiana. You want a breakthrough? Forget about you. Focus on helping someone else and encouraging them to get their breakthrough. So Deanna and I are going to watch, and those of you who are on the Facebook group, and if you're not involved, you need to get involved, who are the most encouraging and empowering of other people on their journey to breakthrough. We're going to have an award for you, and at the end of the 21 days, we're going to select you, and you are going to have a special time with me and Deanna. It will be by phone, but we will pray over you. We will really do extensive intercession, deliverance, whatever that you need, a real focused time of breakthrough. And I may even bring in Deborah Leitner Gill, who's, major prayer warrior. So that will be your reward. All right, Maria Newcomer, if you are on the line, can you please hit *6 and announce yourself?
My name is Candace Slant.
I'm looking for Maria Newcomer. Maria Newcomer, is she on the line? Okay, sounds like she didn't call in. But Candace, you've jumped out very boldly. I have a feeling you want to be empowered for prayer.
Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
No, that's okay, darling. Go. What? Very, very briefly, what is your area?
Well, just several different areas. I really, I can't pinpoint one right now.
Okay, so you don't have an area of breakthrough prayer? All right, let's go ahead and I'll just think about it. And if you decide that there's an area, go ahead and post it on the Facebook group and we'll pray for you another day. Let me go ahead and pray for Maria. Maria has been posting quite a bit on the Facebook group. She married later in life, and her husband and her would very, very much like to have a child. And so far, that has not happened for them, and they are in their 40s, and she's really wanting a breakthrough in that area. So I'm going to go ahead and pray for her, even though she's not here. Father in heaven, I do want to just bring before you my sister Maria, Lord, and this desire of her heart to have a child. And I want to pray for every woman on the line right now who has a desire that is a godly one. And she comes to you day after day and says, Lord, all I want is for my husband to love me again. All I want is for my child to get off of drugs. Lord, isn't that clearly your will? I want my daughter-in-law to come back to my son. She's left him. That can't be your will, God. I see in your word that your heart is for marriage. And, Lord, we look at these areas of our lives that just seem so obvious, and we're like, God, where are you? Where are you, Lord? And we're confused, and we just keep coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and saying, God, it's a desire of my heart, and we're pressing in and pressing in. And, Father, I just pray right now that your peace would fall on the woman who feels like she's at that place. She's being the persistent widow, knocking, asking, seeking, and she's just exhausted and frustrated, and so very confused. God, where's my answer? Where's my blessing? And God, I know that the breakthrough that you want to give, the breakthrough that you want to give is peace and rest for her soul. Lord, I pray that you would bring Maria to the place where she can sincerely say from her heart, Lord, if possible, give me a child, if it be your will. But if not, let me walk in peace with my soul at rest. Jesus said, if possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And God, I pray that you would supernaturally work in Maria's heart and give her the courage to say, Lord, not my will, but yours be done. And I pray that you would give her great clarity about what it is that she needs to do. God, if there are some things she needs to do in the physical, God, for me, the answer was spirit, soul, and body. Maybe spiritually she needs to come to that place of surrendering and saying, you know, I really don't care whether or not I have a child anymore. God, I just want what you want for me. You know, it's amazing. Just this week was Martin Luther King Day, and every year we watch the Rosa Parks story, and it never jumped. I've watched it for a decade. It never jumped out to me before. There's a scene in the movie where her friend had been a friend in school, and they catch up decades later, and the woman said, you never had children. And she said, no, we never did. We just knew the Lord had something different for us. And she had such peace. There's never an issue in the movie. She just believed and trusted, God, if you want us to have a child, I'm going to be in alignment with you. I'm going to take care of myself. I'm going to be ready to receive it, of course. But if not, I'm going to be busy about your business. I'm going to be faithful to what you put in my hands. And Rosa Parks was teaching Bible studies and empowering young people and serving at her church and loving her husband and honoring her mother and just being obedient, just being obedient. And so, God, I pray that you would show Maria all that it looks like, all those things where she can be obedient. Clearly, she can't make herself pregnant. She's tried. Lord, you can and you will in your perfect time, but I pray that you would show her all those things that she can do to get in alignment with you, to receive that blessing, whether it's a child in the natural way or a child in the supernatural way, or if it's birthing some type of a ministry, that she would position herself to receive. And I pray that for every woman on the line today, that she would get herself into an alignment and into position to receive the solution that you are sending, because it's the perfect solution to our real problem, which is our need for you. Thank you so much for this time together. We look forward to experiencing breakthrough by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, ladies, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you again tomorrow, empowering you for breakthrough. Now go compete to become the most empowering member of our Facebook group. God bless.